Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Praise in the Park. Calvary Assembly of God joined with Hillcrest Community Church of God for a service to send a message. We wanted to show that the body of Christ is more than just multiple buildings where people meet on Sundays. If you would like to watch the video of this sermon, I've shared that link in the show notes.
We are glad that you are here. I got to give you a little bit of background of what was leading up to today, because it was definitely a God moment. I had been in my personal devotion time reading through the books of 1st and 2nd Corinthians. And one of the things that Paul is addressing there over and over again is some of the competition that's going on in the groups that were calling themselves the church, but they weren't behaving very church-like. They weren't behaving very saintly. And he's calling them to this unity. And I'm wrestling with this, and I was writing in my journal, and I'm praying, and I'm like, what does that look like? What are we supposed to do? And then I get an email from Pastor Caleb right at that moment. He says, hey, sent it out to a bunch of the pastors and said, let's get together. Let's worship together in the park and send a message of unity to our community. And I thought how timely that was, that just as I'm praying about that, that he's sending that email. So here's what we thought that we would do this morning. After I replied to his email, we got together for breakfast a couple of times, and we're just going to let you guys kind of listen in a little bit on what our conversation was when we get together for breakfast. And I says, all right, so Pastor Caleb, what does this look like? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? What's on your heart for us to gather together like this? And you had some scriptures that you had been pondering as well that kind of led into that conversation. Why don't you share a couple of those thoughts that you had?
Yeah. So honestly, what? It's green. Not on. Did they mute me? Oh, there we go. Yeah, she's got all the power. So. Yeah, it's funny because he asked me what the goal was, what the plan was, and I said, I have no clue. This was something that, you know, honestly, I was just hoping to put together to see who would respond. And to let you guys in, I mean, we sent this, or I emailed this offer out to several different churches, and Pastor Craig was one of two that responded. And so it, to me, that just shows a stance of commitment of what this is supposed to look like and what we were hoping for. And part of those conversations, and to key you in a little bit further, Pastor Craig, I don't know that I even told this to you, but the timing of that, you know, is God, because I procrastinated. The email was supposed to go out about 2 months prior to when it actually went out. So clearly a moment that God had timed perfectly for his purposes. But yeah, so, you know, I mean, when we look at, you know, this unity, and Pastor Craig hit it right on the nail, is it was 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, where they were talking a lot. Paul's writing about the body of Christ and what that looks like, and how all these different gifts that are given in different ways. But ultimately, it's the one Spirit. It's all in the service of the common good and to the benefit and glory of God. And the idea is, for anybody who's maybe not familiar with it, I'm going to set this down because maybe I'll read from it, maybe I won't. Pastor Craig comes far more prepared than I do. But when I was reading through it, it talks about how, you know, the eye, if the eye tells the body, oh, I'm not part of the body, it doesn't make it any less of the body. And if the hand says to the foot, you know, that they're not as good or greater, it doesn't equal to that. It means that they are the same. And when you look at the body of Christ, this is what it looks like for the churches. I believe that God planted every church in this community for a purpose. And we don't necessarily have to overlap in what we do and how we serve. Pastor Craig is different than what I am. And I tell people when they ask me about Pastor Craig, I like to describe him as a pastor to pastors. He is such a wonderful mentor. He's got such a depth of knowledge of scripture, and he knows how to really use that to encourage and spur on pastors. And that's a unique gift that was not given to me. At least as of yet, we'll see in the future. But for right now, you know, that's how we differ from each other. And that leads to different passions, different encouragements. And I think, you know, we can all agree that if every person in this world was a cookie cutter of each other, it'd be a pretty boring world. We're all different for a reason. And that was my passion with the churches in Cedar Springs, is I wanted to show the community that we are working together. There's this kind of sense that and it's well-founded, I'll be honest with you. But there's this sense that churches are competing with each other. We're not competing with each other. We're here to support each other. And we'll talk later a little bit about how we're going to be doing that over the next couple of outdoor services and how we can support each other and each other's missions here. But in reality, we're not competing with each other. We're here to reach those that are lost. We're not here to try to steal congregants from other churches or anything like that. We're here to reach the lost in this community. Yep. Because I can tell you, we've pulled the demographics and we've looked at the numbers. And if you pulled every person within a 5-mile radius of Cedar Springs, you would fill every seat in every church every Sunday or Saturday if their city impact is they have a Saturday night service. We don't need to compete with each other.
Right. Nope.
We need to work with each other to serve this community. And that was my passion. That was my goal. And that's what I wanted to share with Pastor Craig. And honestly, it started with Pastor Craig. Because a few years ago, Pastor Christy Rhodes introduced us. And, you know, that's when I first learned about the Unity services that used to be. And so that really lit a fire under me to say, I want to do that again.
Yep.
You know, one of the things that I think that people that aren't plugged into a church somewhere, they mistake a building for the church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, we happen to meet in downtown Cedar Springs. You guys, Hillcrest, you're out on 18 Mile. That's just a building. It's just a place where we happen to meet for what, an hour on Sunday morning? But what happens the other 167 hours of the week? This is where there is a strength in our unity. And as Pastor Caleb said, there are different personal mission fields that each one of you have that we would never get to. There's something about, you've probably experienced, there's something about when somebody is known to be a pastor and we walk in the room, people sometimes go,
yeah,
I'm not talking to that guy because he's a pastor and he probably... But you are working and living right alongside other people. There's a mission field there. You can reach people that we can't reach. But when we combine some of our resources and some of our knowledge, then it makes it even more effective, because there's going to be times that you, as you get to know other people in our community, in the church, capital C, all of us together, you're talking to an next door neighbor or a coworker, you find out about a need that they have and you go, well, I can't do that. But boy, I met somebody when our churches were together, just having a service in the park. I heard that they did this. They have a specialty there. They've got connections there. I'm going to make an introduction. And that's how the body of Christ is built up over time, is all of us using the gifts that God has given us in the places where he's placed us. And not just saying that our church is just what we do, a place that an address that we go to for an hour on Sunday morning. That's not what the church is. The church is what we're doing all of the other hours of the week and where we're interacting with people. And so we could think of no other better way to figure out how do we cooperate? How do we find out who's gifted in an area, who has connections here, who can work here, but to get together. And, you know, I was thinking this morning, what we're doing here meeting in the park is probably closer to the New Testament church, the way that they did church in the New Testament. You know, we read about Paul saying, hey, we're going to go down by the river because we'll probably find some people worshiping down there. Let's see if we can connect with them and worship there. They weren't going to a building. They're just, where can we find some worshipers? And so today, listen, let me just jump ahead a little bit when we have some lunch in just a little while. I know Pastor Caleb can probably on Sunday morning, you can stand up in front of your congregation. You can take attendance by looking out because everybody sits in the same seat, right?
Yeah.
I can do the same thing.
Yep.
All right. So those people that you normally sit next to, you already know them.
Yeah.
When we get ready to have lunch, sit by somebody that you don't know very well yet. It's going to take you a little bit out of your comfort zone, but just get to know somebody. Tell them a little bit about yourself. Find out a little bit about them. You're going to hear some of their passions and some of their things that they want to be involved with. But this is the reason why we need to get together more frequently than we have in the past.
Well, and it's so funny because as you say that, when we were first gathering and everybody was kind of showing up, I can see like all the people that I normally see, and they're all sitting right next to the same people that they sit next to in the church. And then I can see, yeah, that bank of people, that's from Calvary, because I don't recognize any of them. So he's absolutely right. And this is why we want to do this more frequently. And next year, I hope to do the same thing. Hopefully the amphitheater is back up and running. For anybody that's not familiar, typically we like to have our outdoor services at the amphitheater, and they're doing some renovations. They're going to be putting in a playground there and some walking paths and some bathrooms. So that should be a really wonderful time to go over there next year too. But this is not just, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor Craig, but this is not a one-time thing.
Right.
This is not just this year. My goal, and I think that, you know, I'm hoping that we can, between the two of us, pull in some of these other churches as well and work them into this so that we can all be integrated. I mean, when you don't realize who your neighbors are when you're walking down the street. I mean, when we have our Red Flannel Festival and when we have different carnivals and things like that in town, I want all of us to be walking through the streets and say, hey, hi, I recognize you. How are you doing? How have you been? And that's going to happen from exactly what Pastor Craig said. When we get back there, we start having lunch and stuff, start getting to know other people in the community, because that's how we're going to find out and build that network. You know, I went to business school at Davenport University, and man, it was all about networking.
Yep.
All about networking. And I didn't realize how important that was until I started this. And now I realize how important it is, because there are times where we may not have the resources, but we know somebody who might, or we can pool together and help out those that are in need in our community. And that's a beautiful thing. So yeah, I would echo that. I mean, I can see, like I said, the banks of people and who normally I see and who normally I've not, and the ones that I'm going to meet for the first time today. So when we go have lunch, let's intermingle a little bit. And I want to be able to see, hey, I don't recognize you, but sitting right next to you, I recognize you, and so on. Because that's going to be a beautiful thing as we start to move on. And again, what Pastor Craig said, it's not just, the goal is not just so that we know each other here on Sundays. The goal is that we know each other the other hours of the week, that we know who to reach out to, who we can contact. You know, if you're looking for prayer, if you're looking for somebody to mow your lawn, if you're looking for help on your car or anything like that, I mean, the folks from Hillcrest, you guys know my passion is that nobody should have to worry about a house over or a roof over their head, and nobody should have to worry about food in their belly. And if you guys have that issue, if you have that question, if you don't know where that meal is going to come from, and you don't let me know about it, you're going to be in trouble. So I would echo that to those of Calvary as well, is that as we come together, that's my expectation. And look at the people here, everybody should be getting taken care of, in my opinion.
Yep. And you know what? There is something, I think, even simple. You guys get together for lunch someplace. You meet somebody and you guys kind of hit it off. You know, meet for breakfast, coffee, lunch. When people hear your conversation, they'll hear that there's something different about your conversation. Because you know what Jesus said is, where just two of us are together, he's right there in our midst. That means that if you're at the coffee shop with a fellow believer, you're having church right there. Yeah. That is church. And watch and see what happens to the people around you when they start overhearing your conversation and they say, there's something different about the way that you guys are talking. Be prepared for those kind of things. And what Pastor Caleb said, what we're hoping for is that us coming together here this summer can be the catalyst. Hopefully us going first is the blessing of letting other churches go, hey, you know, they did it. Maybe we should try it as well. And then they can begin to join with us. So that's what we want to try to do. So what we want to, the next, we've got, help me out with the dates again. It's August 10th and then September 14th. Okay. These are going to be our next two times that we're going to get together here. And we want to, we're going to share with you about a couple of ministries on those two Sundays. One of them, our church has kind of taken the lead on. One of them, Hillcrest, has taken the lead on. And so we're going to share with you about those ministries, because they are incredibly Jesus-centered, Jesus-pleasing ministries. Because he said this, it's pretty straightforward. If you see somebody who's hungry, do what? Pray for them and wish them well?
Yeah.
Oh, you feed them. Yeah, imagine that. If you see somebody that doesn't have clothes to wear, you what? Give them some clothes, right? Hey, amen. Preach that back there. I heard you. That's good. Give them some clothes to wear. So we help with a ministry that's putting food in the hands of people that need it. Hillcrest is overseeing a ministry that gets clothing to the people that need it. And so we're going to talk to you the next two times that we get together about how those ministries work, the logistics that are involved, the things that we're looking for. And what we're praying is that there's going to be a spark in your heart that you're going to say, hey, I want to jump in and help on that. Or here's the other thing that we want for you too. When you see a need in the community, like Pastor Caleb just said, you see a need and you're like, boy, there's a need there. How are we going to address that? You might not be able to address it by yourself, but think about when this group starts growing and there's more and more connections and more collaboration and more resources that are available. So you need to come to us and say, I've got a burden on my heart for this particular area. And then we can start strategizing and praying for God to release the resources and the laborers that are necessary to do that. So don't keep those things to yourself. There's a reason why you're going to see needs that maybe other people didn't. There's going to be things that break your heart that maybe don't break other people's hearts. But that's the way that God wired you. And so then we're going to bring it all, we're going to bring it back to the church, all of us together, and figure out how do we meet that need and show Jesus in those places.
Well, and that's something interesting. You mentioned that, you know, these two ministries are something that are wholly Jesus-centered and focused on what God has called us as churches to do. But I would also say, too, that they're uniquely different.
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing the same ministry, because if a need is arising in the community and then a church steps up to meet that need, there's no need for another church to try to do the same thing. We can support in other needs. I mean, the community doesn't have just one need. So what Pastor Craig was quoting out of there is Matthew, and there's so much more. There's visiting in prison, and there's visiting when sick, and there's times where you go and just have like conversation, coffee with each other. There's when he was naked, we clothed him. When he was hungry, we fed him. When he was thirsty, we gave him something to drink. There are so many other needs and ministries in the community of Cedar Springs that one church, it's not possible for one church to do all of it. It would become, trust me, I've learned, if nothing else, over the past couple of years, I've learned that you cannot do it all yourself.
Right.
It becomes so overwhelming and inundating to the point where it shuts you down. So having a community of believers and other people that can step up and say, hey, I can help with that, is massive. And so that's why it's so important that we do these, I think, together, to show each other and to show the community and to show ourselves that, hey, we need each other and we can do this. We can pool our resources. We can come together and really serve the community in a way that it truly needs it. And, you know, it, to me, like my goal, my passion for Cedar Springs is that it becomes a focal point for Jesus. You know, these ministries that we're doing, yes, we're called in Matthew to say, hey, this is what you did. And for when you did this for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did this for me. Absolutely, we want to do this. That's just something to draw them in so that we can tell them about Jesus.
Right.
So the conversations that we're having when we're together at coffee, together at breakfast, that's what Pastor Craig and I like to do, is go get breakfast together. And I'm happy to find somebody that likes breakfast as much as I do. But it's something, although he does hot sauce on his eggs. He's the first person that I've ever met that actually does that. And it's crazy to me. Oh, now we get some thumbs up. Now I learn about that. Yeah. Yo, lots of thumbs up. All right.
Those are my people.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, me, it's just salt and pepper. But when we're getting together and we have those conversations and you draw those people in, because that's what happens when Holy Spirit gets involved, you'll see this draw of people to that light.
Yes.
And that's when we open up and we share about Jesus. When they ask you, oh, what are you guys talking about? You can have that conversation. Or, you know, when you go to pray, ask your waiter, waitress, hey, we're about to pray for our food. You know, what can we pray for you for? different things like that. When you're out and you're serving people, you can say, hey, yeah, I'm bringing you food because you asked for food, but let me tell you about the bread of life. Let me talk to you about Jesus. I'm going to give you clothes because you need clothes, and God's called me to help in whatever way I can. But we don't do this just for the sake of ourselves to pat ourselves on the back. Right. It's because we want to share Jesus with you, and this is what he's called us to do and how we're called to serve.
Yes, amen. And that's what Jesus told us in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, let your good deeds be seen so that that light shines and it glorifies God in that process. And that's the reason why we do that. Hey, listen, I'd like to pray for all of us in this kind of inaugural event of us together. And as we just go forward, we're looking for input from you guys to share with us. We're looking for you to figure out ways that we can be more effective as a group in the community outside of our Sunday morning services, that we're really being the church. And so we're going to pray as well that God would just give you the passion, give you wisdom, give you maybe boldness to step outside of a comfort zone that you've had before and begin to do some other things. But this really I'm excited about today because I think it's a great launching point for what God wants to do in our community going forward. So would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Lord, I know that it pleases you when we gather together because that's one of the Psalms that says how good it is, how pleasant it is when brothers and sisters are together. And that psalm goes on to say that the anointing of you, God, flows down over your people who then are going to be priests in your community. We're the ones that get to represent you to this community. And then we're the ones that get to take the prayer needs that others in this community have and intercede and take them back to you. So as we have come together, as we've made this first step, we believe we have heard from you that you spoke to our hearts, that we could combine together here, we could resource together here. I pray that you would help us, that this wouldn't just be a one-time event, this wouldn't just be an occasional event, but this would be the start of something that begins to build in its momentum and its effectiveness. It begins to shine a brighter light in this community that will glorify Jesus and draw the lost to him. So I pray, Lord, that you'd give us wisdom as we make decisions. I pray that you'd open our eyes to see needs and then open our eyes to see the resources that you've provided for those needs. Help us to be bold and to step out of our comfort zone, knowing that you are directing us in those areas as we walk out this gospel message. We pray as well, Lord, for the time of fellowship that we're going to have in just a few minutes. Bless the food to our bodies. Bless our fellowship. I pray that there'd be friendships and relationships that'd be started today that would be rich and nourishing friendships that would last through the years. So let your blessing be on all that we say and do here and your blessing on our activities as we go out into this community this week. We thank you, Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to CraigTOwens.com.